Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God. My name is Pastor Marquise, and we are a non-denominational church led by the living and active Word of God in the heart of Seattle, Washington, by Pastors Harold and Annis Faye Franklin. Whether this is your first time, second time, be sure to subscribe and share this with those that need it. Now join me and be ready to live and learn from the Word of God.
Preach. So I don't, you know, I usually like to do a lot of some studying and this and that, getting ready, because this is a Bible church and you want to be correct. But I didn't get a chance to study, but I did get a chance to pray. And so the Lord, I asked God, what am I going to speak about? What am I going to speak about? And so I start, you know, I'm a student of world behavior and culture, and I begin to look at how we operate in this world. This world is a thankless world, and it's thankless in not only in the world, but it's thankless in the church, and that's where it impacts us the most. People used to just have a natural ability just to say thank you from the efforts of somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like children were taught at one time to say thank you. My little girls all weekend, they wanted the world. Every day, all day, I had to share my bed with one that wanted all the space, you know, in the bed. And they get up and don't say thank you. Children have no concept of what it takes to turn the light switch on. That is something that is not considered, that without the parent getting up, making this stuff happen, that light switch would be shocked. They'd be saying, well, what's going on? This is out of order. This shouldn't be like this. And then as adults, we tend to forget to tell each other thank you. But all of this stems to my message and my text today, is that we as a church have to be careful about being thankful for what God has done. Come on and tell him thank you this morning. Let's go to the scripture of Luke 17 and 11. And I'm going to be brief today, but I do want to hit on some points from 11 to 19, say amen when you have the scripture. Because thankfulness is essential. You know, I see that people sometimes are given things and they don't know what's behind this event happening for them, but they accept it with never saying thank you. And you don't know who you hurt when you don't say thank you. The people that you don't even know that help this event to happen for you wonder, well, why didn't they say thank you? And you come up with an excuse. Oh, child, my mind was down the street. Well, why did you accept the gift if you couldn't say thank you? And this scripture says, and it came to pass as he went, Jesus, to Jerusalem, the place of worship, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, and he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. I'm going to stop there. We want to talk about being thankful for what God has done. Because this is a perfect example of us. You know, we get blessed, we get over and through situations. And we get really, really excited. These 10 men were lepers. And by law, they could not attend the church with the rest of the folks because they had a disease that was not understood and also contagious. So they were forced to live in separate part of the whole area, not just the city, the area, to where they had leper colonies. That was continued as a practice as late as 1964 in the United States. In Arkansas, they had leper colonies. And so these people were not given privilege to even get the word of God. How could they know? Because the law said you can have what the rest have. But how could they know that Jesus was the master? Come on and tell God thank you. And Jesus being who he was, they said, have mercy on me. Sometimes we need some mercy. And sometimes we have to holler, oh, mercy, Lord. I used to hear my mother crying that out in the middle of her prayer, mercy, Lord, have mercy on me. David said, have mercy on me according to thy love and kindness. We need mercy today. Sometimes we are not thankful for what we have. Now, this is what I got this week for my, you know, I get little pebbles, precious. Good little pebbles to live with. This pebble said, it's not how much you make, it's what you do with what you got. And that bothered me. Because it is not how much you earn, but it's what you do with what you earn. Does this make sense? I have been in situations that people make more than me because they were doing other things with their money. They had less than me. I have a situation that I am blessed without money. Come on and tell God things. Sometimes we get it twisted. We just think, the Lord blessed me with some money. No, he allowed you to have some money to do what you did, bless you to do what you need to do. The blessing is when you realize it comes from nowhere but God. This is the essential piece. Says the blessing brings no sorrow. One time a preacher came up to me and said, and his wife said, the Lord blessed us with a Lincoln Continental. And I know it was God, because when I walked on the lot, the salesman said, you look like a Lincoln man. And she said, well, don't worry about the down payment. And they gave him the car for whatever they was driving, jalopy they was driving. And then they got the car. Then they got the insurance, then they got the note, and then they got the repairs. Now, I don't know how much of a blessing it was, because I'm sure there was some misery in having that car. But God will bless you with no misery. Amen. God will cut you a deal with no strings attached. Amen. As long as you be faithful to his promise. Amen. Oh, come on and tell him thank you this morning. And if you see in our text that they were afar off from anybody else, but they called on Jesus. And see, Jesus said, I did not come to replace the law. Come to fulfill it. Amen. So this is how he continued to fulfill it. The law says the only way they could be re-entered into society is that they had to come and be stripped naked before the priests. And Jesus said, go show yourself unto the priests. That's all he said. Usually he'll say, your sins are forgiven. Usually he'll say, according to your faith, you are healed. But he said, I'm obeying the law. You go and show yourself. So this, when you look at this, how were they healed? What was the mechanism? There was nothing spoken. It was just, do this. Well, I begin to say, well, first of all, they were obedient. They knew they were lepers. They knew they were leaving Jesus in their condition. They knew that they had to go to the priests. So on the way, because of their obedience and their faith, the Lord healed them. Sometimes we can't follow the instructions. All right, now I'm talking to somebody this morning. God said you need to pray. Yeah, but. How many got a yeah, but in here? Everybody, yeah, but. God said you need to wait. Yeah, but. They went and followed the rules and the statement that Jesus said by the letter. And because of their obedience that they displayed, a lot of us talk a lot of faith, but until you display your faith, until it fits what you're about, you haven't showed nothing to God yet. Come on and tell God thank you. I'm not going to meddle with nobody today, but you need to start showing something. I tell the people all the time, there was one sister that I was talking to, and she had her problems and everything. And I said, well, do you read your Bible? I do all that, Pastor. I do all that. And I pray. I pray all the time. And you still having these problems? Now, my personality is a little different than Pastor Harold. If you praying all the time and you believing all the time and you still having these problems, what's wrong with Jesus? I mean, I'm just going to ask the individual, what is Jesus doing wrong here? If you're being obedient, you're trusting in him and you're following the word, and it's not happening. Sometimes we got praying with our minds made up. Our minds are already set up. I'm not going to say nothing about self-willed and talking to yourself. Our minds are set up to what we want the outcome to be. God said not so. And so we look at these men, their minds were made up, and the Bible said it came to pass that on their way there, that as they went, they were cleansed. Sometimes, all the time, we got to be obedient. We got to trust. We got to have faith. You got to live something. I'm sorry. Living half-baked ain't going to work. Old folks had a song. And I knew a lot of old folks. That's really not going to say this. 99 and a half won't do. The people in the audience say won't do. Just won't do. Playing safe and being eye candy, like self-righteousness, just not going to get it. It's not going to work for you. I can guarantee it. It ain't going to work for you because it's not going to happen. So here are these people. They were faithful. It came to pass. They were cleansed. And one of them, when they got it so excited, when they got clean, all 10 of them ran off. Sometime that check hit, and boogity boogity. We ain't got time to do nothing but to go to the, can't go to the bank and deposit because the check account overdrawn. We want all the money, so we're going to cash us check. And we get that check, and we forgot to do everything we need to do. Oh, we get in there, we smoke, we shopping. And I ain't been shopping in so long, I started to say iMagnets, but I guess that's gone. It's gone. You know, we go to the mall and we're spending the money and we're buying different things and we're not looking at consequences. We're not looking at obligations. We're not looking at tithing, offering, giving back to God. We're not saying thank you. They got excited, church, and they got excited and they ran off because they knew that they were going to be able to go see their families. They knew this exile that was doomed for life was getting ready to come to an end. They were excited because God had done something for them. Oh, they were! I could just see them. Look at me. You don't know what happiness is until you've been released from bondage. Whole lot of bondage. Mental bondage, health bondage, jail bondage, marital bondage, children bondage. There's all kind of bondage. But when God frees you, you know, this church is not a jumping and running church. But once you get truly free, you'll be thankful and want to tell God thank you. You're going to bust wide open trying to say, Lord, I can't thank you enough. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't tell you how much I appreciate what you've done for me. Come on and tell God thank you this morning. They were all healed and ran, but one turned back. I heard a song said that like the leper, I could not go any further without turning around and telling God thank you. When we really been thankful for God, we'll sing that song, look where he brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. He turned the things around. I couldn't figure my life out. I hadn't had peace in a long time. My family couldn't understand. I couldn't help myself. Oh, but look where he brought me from. This morning, I'm saying thank you, Lord. We are grieving the loss of finances and grieving the loss of loved ones and grieving the loss of jobs and grieving the loss of relationships. But God, thank you because you're still there. Thank you because you're still with me. Thank you because you touched me and let me know you're real. Come on and tell him thank you this morning. This one man decided to come back. Isn't that something? One man looked at what he couldn't do. One man looked at how personally defeated he was in life. This one man saw that there was no future, that he had to die in this condition. Turn around. Came back just to say thank you. And he said he was healed and turned back. And with a loud voice, everybody just say thank you.
Thank you.
Louder.
Thank you.
Louder.
Thank you.
All right. With a loud voice, he said thank you. When you're really serious, you say thank you. And you don't care who think you crazy. You don't care who looking at you. Because only you know where he brought you from. Hallelujah this morning. And then they said he turned around and with a loud voice glorified God. See, I'm going to tell you something. If Jesus had to be glorified to get his glorified body. Am I right? We need to glorify him. So his presence would be in this room. We need to be thankful and telling him, thank you, Lord. I'm praising you. I'm worshiping you. There's none like you, Lord God. Amen. Glorifying God so the Shekinah glory will come into this place and wake us up. Amen. Turn this thing around inside of us just because we're thankful. Yes. I accuse church people of having spiritual amnesia. You know, how many got a challenge in their life today? How many of you ever had a challenge before? Did God bring you through? All right. So why are we up all night, not sleeping, worrying about something God's got control over? What did he say in his word? Come on, read your word. Cast your cares upon me, for he'll care for you. That's not that he likes you, but he'll take your worry and give you his peace. Take your sadness and give you his joy. He will heal. He'll deliver, and he'll set you free. Hallelujah this morning. This is how important it is in the active portion of glorifying God. He fell down. He fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus. You wonder why sometimes folks come to that altar and fall down and just start crying. You wonder why people are screaming out, thank you, and just break down and cry. You don't know what I done been through to get me here today. I don't look like what I've been through. Thank God for Jesus. But when the Spirit of God moves in me and I start telling God, thank you for the 37 operations. Thank you for the kidney. Thank you for the release. Thank you for bringing me through 6 days of torment. Thank you, Lord. And if I just happen to start crying, excuse me, but I just got to praise him and tell him thank you. If I just happen to raise my hand up and holler, scoot over some and let me praise God. Hallelujah this morning. We need to let God know that we're thankful. We are absolutely thankful. He said, giving him, he said he fell on his face and began to give him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Now, what does that mean? Samaritans didn't deal with Jews. Am I right? Remember the lady at the well? What did she ask Jesus? Why are you talking to me? Y'all don't talk to us. So it's clear, Luke said, it was not only unnatural for the healing, but it was a supernatural thing for a Samaritan to come and praise a Jew. Come on and tell God thank you. And Jesus answering in this positive way, were there not 10 cleansed? You know, sometimes we come to altar and other folks is there. 2 months later, you still there and things is happening in your life and the other folks have disappeared. Wasn't there more folks in the altar when I got saved? Wasn't there more folks in the church when I first got here? Does that make sense? What happened to the person that witnessed to me? Somebody didn't tell God thank you. So he said, what happened to these people? Didn't they get blessed like you? What makes you so different that they couldn't come back? And then he went on and said, but where are the 9? See, some folks don't think God can count. I'm serious. They get mad at the preacher for looking at the offering. Jesus told them, this woman gave a mite. So he was looking at the offering, which is much more than any of you else. Jesus is looking at your actions and your reactions. This is what we need to understand. If I have Christ in my life, and if I be in him as he is in me, he gonna look at my actions and my reactions. What do you mean? Well, anything that I do willingly, God is looking at that. And anybody spit on me and what I do, he's looking at that too. Now, Peter was a cussing, fighting, knife-carrying preacher. It's in the book. I ain't making this stuff up. Peter cut the man's ear off. What did Jesus do? Put it back on. Jesus said, Jesus had to do a whole lot of stuff for Peter, because Peter was impetuous. In other words, he was like me. I get something good, I want to just do it. You know, well, I used to. But Peter love had God's own heart, and that was a good thing. But Jesus says here that these are not found that return to give glory to God, save this one. Only this one thought. There's only going to be a few folks going to realize how good God is. And there's only going to be a few of them that's going to be really giving God the praise. You know, I'm going to say this. You need to get praise reports instead of demonic victories. Praise reports is what needs to come here. Demonic victories need to be told to God. We need to be encouraging each other with praise reports. Amen. You know, I mean, it's just important that we train ourselves to know that the devil does not have victory over us. Right. And the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. And all things work for the good of them that love him and are called according to his purpose. Amen. We need to understand the scripture. We need to understand the scripture, hear it, and put it to work. Apply it to your life. When people do you wrong, pray for them. That's what the Bible say. But let me help you with something. You're not praying for them. You're praying for yourself. Lord, help this miserable creature. Bless them that I don't lose myself putting hands on them. You can't be mad at nobody you're praying for. Try it. You can't be mad at nobody that you're praying for. And then finally it says, they didn't give glory to God. Only this one stranger. The other nine just kept on going. It's never mentioned again what happened to them. But I'm going to tell you something. If you don't ever start praising God, you will lose your blessing. You can lose it. You can lose it. I told God I'll continue praising you. Because I've seen people get a kidney and the kidney quit. Get a rejection. I'm praising him. I'm thanking him. Every day I wake up, I'm thanking him because it wasn't promise. And then he said unto them, he told him, he says, arise and go thy way. Thy faith, here you go, have made thee whole. Does that make sense? The faith you had to go was one part of it. That was for the healing. But the faith you had to come back and tell God thank you was definitely your breakthrough and your complete deliverance. This morning, we're obligated to be thankful. Every time that you do not display thankfulness for what God has done, you're putting another nail into the cross. It hurts not to be thanked and not treated like people care for what you're doing. People have to go through sacrifices. I think about my mom and how she raised us, me and my sister, by herself. And how she not only did an example, she was cleaning houses in Oklahoma and going to school and working another job in the evening. And then at 56, when we moved out here, she opened up her own little business. No, at 46, she opened up her own business. And then she went back to college at 56. And I said, now, what is this old woman doing on University of Washington campus and Seattle University, getting her degree. And then all of a sudden, people were telling me how she had witnessed to them. Broken neck, God healed her body. Breast cancer, God made her a survivor. And she kept her family together. Sometimes we need to say thank you more than just Mother's Day. We need to be thankful for what God has done. Thankful for these mothers that's sticking with these children. Thankful for the fathers that's sticking with the children. You know, I'm so pleased to see some of the things that's happening. Because everything on the news is not in everybody's family. I mean, when the last time one of y'all's kids ran off to join the Talibans? I mean, we got to be thankful for something. Our kids might not be the best spellers in the world, but my God, they're better off than a lot of these kids. This morning, I want to tell you that God is putting something into our spirit that provokes us to say thank you. Thankful for what you got. And believing, I like this statement, knowing that God's credit is good with you. He going to do what he promised. He going to do what he promised. I want you to pray for me. I endeavor to be all I profess to be. You know, sometimes we wonder, am I doing all I can do? I endeavor because I believe there's a Jesus Christ coming back again. I believe this Christ that is coming back is looking for a church which is people without spot or wrinkle, people without hidden agendas, people that know how to praise and worship him, people that have been faithful. I believe he's coming back again. Just as sure as I believe he was put on the cross, put in a borrowed grave, and rose on the third day to walk among men and women, I believe he's coming back. I pray for my strength in the Lord.
Thank you for spending time with us here at New Creation Christian Center. Feel free to join our worship services on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington, 98118. Visit our website, newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.